Hello, my name is Manal Shihabi. I'm with the University of Western Australia in Perth with the Economics Department at the Business School. If you are a coffee drinker and enjoy the occasional takeaway, have you wondered why in Australia we pay on average $4 a cup when the direct costs for coffee, milk, sugar, and the cup are less than 70 cents? Have you noticed when mining is booming, other sectors such as manufacturing or agriculture are actually worse off? What if I told you that these phenomena, like pricey coffee and struggling industries, are not unique to Australia? They are actually common to all countries that export natural resources. They are especially pronounced among countries that export oil, or what we call petrostates. As it turns out, this is partly due to the high volatility of oil prices. Oil is one of the most successful industries in the whole world. Countries rich in the black gold should be the most successful too, right? But in fact, since the 70s, many petrostates around the world have not only underperformed countries poor in natural resources, but they have also experienced other surprisingly harsh realities. Slow growth, high poverty, vast inequality, troubled non-oil industries, high infant mortality, corruption, you name it. Some people believe there is an inherent resources curse. In my research, I investigate how we can tackle this curse. So, is there always a curse? I examined the performance of petrostates and compared them to other countries. For instance, I looked at income per capita of the largest oil exporters and how they rank in the world. I found a large disparity in the performance of petrostates. Some countries are among the richest in the world, like Norway and Canada, as well as developing Arab states like Kuwait and Qatar. Australia is among the rich ones too. Some countries are middle income, including Venezuela and Russia. Other countries are poor, like Nigeria, one of the poorest in the world. It has a real curse. This wide range in performance suggests that the curse is neither the result of the existence of the resource nor inevitable. Rather, it all depends on policies. Another thing I noticed was a special case in Kuwait, a small oil-dependent country on the Persian Gulf. In 1990, when Iraq invaded its neighbor Kuwait, Iraqi forces set fire to all of Kuwait's 750 oil wells. The whole country was in flames for months on end. The population was displaced and the whole economy was ruined. When the war ended, Kuwait commenced the reconstruction and adopted new policies such as immigration and trade liberalization, and Kuwait recovered an unmatched speed. In 2 years, it was producing more oil and growing faster than before the war. And today, it is one of the richest countries in the world. There appears to be no curse in Kuwait. So in my research, I am asking, what are the policies that have been successful in managing the volatility of petroleum and achieving sustainable economic growth in petrostates? I'm examining that in the context of the Kuwaiti recovery after the Gulf War. I'm also examining that in the context of Kuwait's contemporary economic challenges and energy market dynamics. I will model Kuwait's oil economy and industries today, and will try to predict the effects of various policies on the long-term sustainability of its economy. Why does my research matter? First, because the world economy is linked to oil and the energy market. Second, because where there is oil, there is often conflict, and this comprehensive study of an under-researched episode of post-war recovery will be relevant to countries experiencing conflict. Lastly, because identifying successful petrostate policies will help resource-rich countries like Kuwait, poor countries that are starting to export oil such as Tanzania and Mozambique, as well as rich countries like Australia to be successful, avoid the curse, and avoid becoming another Nigeria.
Manal Shihabi from the University of Western Australia on the curse of commodities and the price of coffee.